Some San Antonio, Texas researchers are developing a new cancer treatment that may be less debilitating than chemo and other therapies. It could also be cheaper. These sounds are all too familiar to cancer patients. Radiation. Chemotherapy pumps. 57-year-old Teresa Ferris is fighting a particularly aggressive malignancy called triple-negative breast cancer. It's difficult to treat, and it often comes back.
I'm just continuing to fight on, whatever it takes.
She's being treated at San Antonio's Cancer Therapy and Research Center, where Dr. Andrew Brenner is an oncologist.
One of the biggest problems we have is resistance. Unfortunately, they don't always work, so we need new agents.
One of those new agents may come from this lab at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
The cryotank actually holds all of our different cell lines.
Starting with cancer cells in a petri dish, physiologist Dr. Matthew Godovan and his students took a promising theory and set out to prove it could work. First, they bathed cancer cells with a lab-made chemical compound called nitrobenzaldehyde. Then they shined an ultraviolet light on the cells. That combination makes them highly acidic on the inside, triggering death of the cancer cells. Dr. Godovan explains.
The cell goes into the apoptosis, the cell suicide. It says, I can't recover from this. I'm going to kill myself.
Combining drugs and light is called photodynamic therapy. It zeroes in on cancer cells alone.
The compound by itself does nothing toxic. The light by itself does nothing. It's only when you have both of those things occurring simultaneously that you get this photodynamic acidosis and the subsequent cell death.
Doctoral student Zachary Jordan says the idea is to give physicians new options.
Surgery might be too invasive for a tumor that's difficult to reach. And so a treatment involving just an injection and a fiber optic line at the tumor site might be a less invasive option.
When scientists used the treatment on mice, the breast tumors shrank. Now, the students who run Godovan's lab are working 24/7 to test this treatment on other cancers, from prostate to brain to lung, to see if it has broad applications. UTSA biology major Keisha Meyer says the lab receives phone calls from cancer patients around the world who've heard the news.
I cannot wait until we can say we can help you. We're working hard to get there, and I'm absolutely ecstatic that this might be the start of something amazing.
Dr. Godovan gives a lot of credit to his students' role in this innovation.
They all realize that they're going to be part of something that's bigger than us put together. It's just huge.
For patient Teresa Ferris, news like this provides hope.
So I think anything that can be done that's going to improve medications and improve therapies, improve cures, and you know, it's a wonderful thing.
Godovan and three of his former students are applying for a patent, and he started a company called Vitanova Biologicals to develop the drug, which will cost only a few cents per dose to create. He expects some of the phase one human trials to take place in San Antonio in 2 to 5 years. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.